So hello guys, so today's another podcast, and today we're gonna talk about the top 10 anime soundtracks that are worth listening to again and again on a loop. And these all come from my personal preferences list. There are also gonna be some honorable mentions that I could not attain in my list, but still they are also worth listening. And this all come from my personal preferences list. So I also suggest them to everyone who is my friend who is watching anime. So without further ado, let's get started. So first on my list is Kaikai Kitan. From the last year's 2020's groundbreaking anime Jujutsu Kaisen. And this is composed by Eve and released on 3rd October 2020. And this song, if you watch its video, it's very, very interesting video. There are gonna be people fighting, there are gonna be pandas running, a freaking panda running over the rooftop, and you can always see a few of the good characters in this opening. But also there is a few things that you may not have noticed, but in the scene, in the last scene where Yuji and his friends are in the park just before the ending of the OST, there are more characters added as the series continues. So in episode 1 and 2, only Yuji, Junpei, Megumi and Gojo can be seen, but in episode 3, Nobara and Masamichi are added. In episode 6, Toge, Maki, Panda, Shoko and Kiyotaka are also added. In episode 10, Nanami and Todo are also added. And another thing that you may not have noticed is that episode 9, Gojo's eyes weren't revealed completely, but after the fight, his eyes were completely revealed. And in the 13th episode where this OST was last used, Yuji can be seen crying at the end of the train. And this was something worth noticing in this soundtrack. So next on this list is we have Fly High from second season of Haikyuu, and it is composed by Burnout Syndromes and released on 2nd March 2016. And the good thing about this song is that after Karasuno High lost the match against Aoba Josai in the first season, they needed to keep their spirits high, and this was completely seen in the opening soundtrack of the second season. Another good thing to notice about this soundtrack is that after episode 15, Daichi's face was thrown with some kind of bruises, or you can call it some kind of damages, which he received in the Wakutani Minami High match. And this song has reached quite a high places really in the Japan Billboard. It reached 2nd place in the Japan animation chart and 12th in the Japan Hot 100 chart and 20th place in the Oricon music chart also. So it's a very, very motivational song. If you look at its lyrics in English, you will come to know that it is very, very motivational. Every line has a meaning that it is able to convey. And so next on this list is we have Black Rover by Vicky Blanca, and it was used in the Black Clover anime, and it was the third opening theme in the whole series, and it was used between episode 28 to 39, and actually it was quite a melodious song, and it's the kind of music that can give a fighting its real meaning. Although there is nothing to describe more about this according to me, but if you listen to it, if you watch its opening soundtrack video, then you will come to know that it is a very, very good song, and basically it's a song that is telling you to do something to bring out the best in you, and that was all about this song. So next on this list is we have Polaris by Blue and Count, and it is the 6th opening soundtrack of My Hero Academia, and this song was released on 20th November 2019. And it was used between the episodes 64 to 77. The good thing about this song is the lyrics. Even if you don't know Japanese, you can feel what the singer is trying to say, what the singer is trying to compose, what the singer is trying to convey to you. And if you look at its lyrics in the English, it's something goes like this. If there's a life I can save by losing everything, I'd be happy to give up all. I feel like I'm living for this feeling for this first time. I won't hide my scars and let even despair become my weapon. So that's a very, very deep meaning lyrics we have got there. And basically it was used for the fight between Deku versus Overhaul. All scenes, all the fighting scenes, all these episodes were made through this OST only. And it's a very, very wonderful song guys. And listening to it again and again won't make you sad, but will give you kind of a motivation that yes, there can be a happy living in the future also, and that everything can be alright. So next on this list is we have Again by Yui, and it is the first opening theme for Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and it was released in June 3, 2009, so nearly a decade old song. And it is still in my list, and it was used for the first 14 episodes of the series. Again, it is a very emotional song as the earlier one. Basically, it's the lyrics that make this song a good piece of art. And if you look at its lyrics, it goes like this. I still have too long a life ahead just to give up and drop off all these dreams. I just want to try and fix all the things that I have left undone. So basically, all these lyrics that I have read point out towards Edwards and Alphonse Elric that the thing, the taboo they have committed, they're trying to resolve that first and then try to move on. Basically, they have left all their dreams behind and are trying to fix what they have done the wrong thing. Again, this is a very, very good soundtrack and it's totally conveying the meaning of the anime series. It is totally giving off the vibe that what's going to happen in the first 15 episodes, and it's a wonderful song. And it's in my list. So next on this list is we have Shilvet, performed by Kana Boom, and it was used in the Naruto Shippuden between episodes 380 and episodes 405. And this song was also used in the movie The Last Naruto, the movie. And if you have watched Naruto, then the few things that you may not have noticed in this OST video was that Obito Uchiha and Madara Uchiha's Rinnegan were red colored instead of the usual purple color. So that's a thing that many of may not have noticed. And it, since it was also used in the movie, there are a few more characters that were shown in the movie. And if you look at its OST, if you listen to this OST first time, then you will definitely say that this doesn't belong to a fighting anime. This belongs to some kind of fun anime, the comedy, where people are enjoying this song. And listening to it on a loop causes mind to behave in a very, very positive way and fun way easily. Next on this list, we have Flyers from Death Parade, performed by Bradio and released on 25th February 2015. And since this was a very small series, only one OST was enough to describe this song, and oh my god, what a song. It's a truly an enjoyable song that you can easily enjoy with your friends and family, and you can probably play this music on a party and people will definitely enjoy this. It's a very, very enjoyable and dancing kind of song. And even if you go through its lyrics in English, that will become something like this. We aren't dead yet and we just unravel the fresh love. Boom, 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 dancing to the skies. Give a heart kick and take it even higher. Everybody put your hands up and something like this. But it's a truly an enjoyable song. For describing the series, it is totally opposite of what the series is. Series is quite a bit of sadistic series, emotional series. But the song is totally giving you the most positive vibe, I guess. And you can enjoy this song on a loop also. Next on this list is we have Gurren, or you can call it Red Lotus in English, and it is the first opening theme for the season 1 of Kimetsu no Yaiba, or people call it Demon Slayer, and it was performed by Lisa, and it was released on 6th April 2019, and it was the best anime OST of 2019. It has received very, very huge amount of awards because the sound is very, very good. It is worth listening to. And a few things that you may not have noticed in this OST video was that as the series continues, the pillars of the Demon Slayers are being revealed slowly and slowly. So in the starting, there was only Tomioka being shown and the others were covered in the black. But later, as the series continues, then there was Shinobu and the other Hashiras also. And this song totally gives you the vibe that some great war is going to happen, and it's not just a war, it's a one versus all kind of war, and totally motivational song. Not enough word to describe it, but it's worth listening to again and again. So next on this list is we have one of the most epic soundtrack that totally gives you a war kind of vibe, and this is the Gurren no Yumeya from Attack on Titan first season, and it is sung by Rivo from Linked Horizon. It was released on 10th July 2013. And basically, if you listen to this song, then you can easily say that this is the song that gives the war a background music. A few things to notice in this opening soundtrack video was that in a flurry of light, the crest and gate of Volmarius stands brightly lit until a colossal force breaks it apart, revealing the title card bound in rushing chains. And not much related to the anime is revealed in this series, but at the end of the opening soundtrack video, you can easily see that as the series continues, as we are introduced to more and more of characters, these characters are also added at the end of the video, where the Eren, Mikasa and Armin are standing. There are always a bit of more characters in every episode. So it's a very, very music, it's a very, very good music worth listening to. So we are down to our last member in this list, and this is the song that even if you go in a public and start singing it loudly, people definitely join you and sing it along with you. So this is Unravel from Tokyo Ghoul Season 1, and it is performed by TK from Lin Tosai Tsigwer. And for the first season, it was used in all of the episodes, that is episode 1 to 12. And in the second season also, it was used in the episode 24 in an acoustic form. And the acoustic form was very, very emotional if you look at its scene where Kaneki and Hide go home, and man, very, very emotional, very, very heart-touching song. And if you look at its video, then you will also come to know the feeling of the character. You can directly feel connected towards the main character of the story, and you can feel the emotions throughout the opening soundtracks only, what the character is going through. And also you can easily feel what the singer is trying to convey from this song. And if you listen to its lyrics, then it will go something like this: "Tell me, oh tell me the way it works, who's that inside of me? Here in this broken down world, you laugh without saying a thing." So that's a deep, deep meaning we have right there. And listening to it in the Japanese is a good thing, but if you want, you can listen to it in English, Hindi, Spanish, and many other languages are available in the YouTube. So you can definitely go and listen to them, but I prefer listening to the Japanese version since it's very, very heart-touching song. And it has received the position of the top anime OST of all times in many of the lists available online. Not only in the, you can easily see that this is the song that deserves to be number one. So guys, this was my personal preferences list, but I have got a few number of songs that I would like to add in the honorable mentions. So let's start them also. Guess Who Is Back from Black Clover. Abnormalize from Psycho Pass Season 1. Nightmare from Death Note. Asphyxia from Tokyo Ghoul Season 3. So guys, this was the list that I wanted to share with you everyone, and hope you guys like this list. And as I have always said, that this is my personal preferences list, so it may not match with you, it may match with you, some of you, so there's nothing to cause conflict, and always enjoy anime. And if you want to give me comments, then you are always welcome in the Hakata Ramen server. Do join it and comment to me and talk to me directly. Thank you.